This is a twisted and sordid story about a young man from Ohio who overcame a life destined for obscurity, from not knowing his real father to not knowing who his mom was going to bring home, killing millions and millions of his brain cells with marijuana, his dream of being a professional baseball player crushed because he couldn't hit, throw, or catch a baseball, how this young man took to the airwaves by accident and became a successful talk show host in a major market. We will start from the beginning and give you every seedy detail in our story.
You freaking moron!
You put him up on your face!
I don't want audio!
We're having fun here, no?
Have you played with yourself?
Yeah. Oh.
Dan McDowell, behind the microphone. Dan McDowell was born March 3rd, 1969, in the outskirts of Cleveland, Ohio. His father, Leroy, had plans on raising Dan in a loving home, but hightailed it after seeing Dan and his blonde hair and blue eyes, realizing he really wasn't the biological father.
Man, I couldn't believe it. That was the whitest baby I've seen in my life. It's like he was glowing. That wasn't none of my baby.
The thought of not knowing his biological father didn't seem to affect young Dan's childhood. He walked around his house with his blankie, playing with his G.I. Joe and his $6 million man dolls, and young Dan would declare the winner of the battle, his long-lost dad number one. The only thing that young Dan wanted in his life was stability. And it was stability that young Dan received. His mother finally tricked someone into marrying her, so Dan and dad number two, a salesman of giant water heaters, got along great, attending sporting events, falling in love with the Browns and the Indians. His hero, George Vukovich, right fielder for the Indians, inspired Dan so that he wanted to become a professional baseball player. So dad number two took it upon himself to teach Dan the game so he could realize his dream. But after dad number two and mom parted ways, Dan was devastated. He would sit in his basement and would express his feelings on tape with a microphone and cassette recorder. That's where he discovered his two new loves, radio and pot. Although these would unlock some of the dark times in his life, Dan makes the shocking revelation.
I miss the basement.
Fed up with his mom's failed marriages and his now non-existent baseball career, Dan had only one thing to fall back on.
I'm going out in a blaze of glory. I got no skills.
He and his pot-smoking friends played a game called Trap and Zap, where they would see who can hold and go without choking. Dan himself describes.
It's this mind-numbing game that is just, you could play it for hours at a time. I'm addicted to it right now.
Dan soon realized that was getting him nowhere, and when mom married dad number three, Dan had had enough. After barely graduating high school, Dan barely got into Ohio University in Athens and started working at the college radio station, WOUB. When the teachers first heard Dan on the air, they tried to convince him to find another major because his voice was a tad bit annoying. They sat down with Dan and discussed what would best suit him. Dan details to behind the microphone the profession everyone thought would suit him.
Landscaping. I enjoy cutting my yard and making different patterns with the lawnmowers.
Dan decided to gut it out and pursue his dream of being in radio. After graduating with a degree in communications, Dan took several jobs in small Ohio towns before landing in Cleveland in 1994. There he was introduced to a young lady whom he vaguely remembers meeting.
Probably a brothel.
And describes her as...
very chesty.
It was love at first sight. Dan wooed this young lady, and she followed him to Youngstown. There, the first ever Dan McDowell show hit the airwaves, mornings from 6 to 10. It was there that mom announced dad number three was history, and that sent Dan over the top yet again. He vowed that he would not make the same dozen mistakes as his mother, so he and his girlfriend moved to Dayton in November of 1997. Soon after, Dan set the airwaves on fire on WHIO Afternoons.
Hi, Dayton. This is Regis Philbin, and you know, I never listened to Dan McDowell and his radio show on News Talk 1290, WHIO.
It was an entertainment-based comedy show with compelling commentary, lively interviews, spontaneous combustion, and caller interaction. Dan revolutionized Dayton radio forever, but something was missing. As he awaited a call from mom about the possibility of dad number four, Dan wanted to sharpen his radio chops in a major market. So Dan finally put down the pot and concentrated on the big picture. But another addiction almost ruined his dream. Pornography. It was taking over his life, and while trying to make that difficult decision between the Sears catalog and Hustler, the phone rang. He thought perhaps it was his mother telling him what time to be at the church for her wedding. Dan almost let the call go to voicemail because he had his hands full, but something told Dan to pick up the phone this one time. That was the best decision of his life. On the other end was Dallas with a job offer to work middays with Bob Stern on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. After keeping them on hold for at least 4 minutes to seal the deal and negotiate hard, Dan accepted, and asking his girlfriend to move with him, he's been making radio gold ever since. Some of the creativity perfected in the basement can be heard in many of his hit songs.
It's the Ticket's 10th birthday, let's party!
I'm so high.
Another fin, they looked at their draft picks and found one who would click. He could back check just like a mother and handle the stick. He is Nico, Nico Kapanen, the center who plays next to Lettinen.
Hey, Dill,
don't make me mad. Remember what I did to Expo.
Noon to three.
Dirty noon to three. Mm-hmm. I miss you, but did you miss me?
Yeah. His lack of a steady male influence and father figure in his life has led to confrontations with the likes of Lee Corso.
I won't even tell you what. I won't even give you. Next question.
You laid out nicely.
But I think that was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah. Because why would you say that here?
Because it's somewhat funny, no?
It isn't funny. It's funny.
It's not funny at all?
No, it's not funny at all. In fact, the people out there that don't know me would say, what kind of jerk is this guy?
Well, wouldn't you think most people listening might know me better?
They probably think you're a jerk.
And realize that
you are a
might
jerk.
Be a... A funny statement?
Well, I think it was a sarcastic statement.
Sure it was.
I'm on your show to try to help you.
And we're having fun here, no?
You're telling us
funny stories about Burt Reynolds, and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
No, you are a big jerk because of the fact you take a shot at me.
A shot?
Yes, because you inferred the fact that I posed naked.
And how is that a shot?
Because that's against what I would do.
And it's not a joke, then? Wouldn't that be the irony of the whole situation?
Not to me.
That Lee Corso certainly wouldn't do that. Burt Reynolds would. But I don't really understand where this is coming from.
It's your show. I don't appreciate people taking shots and joking at my expense.
Mark Teixeira, Peyton Manning, and even producer Tom Gribble.
Well, all right, go to break.
No, go to break.
Well, here are the winners.
Go to break.
Hey, are you experiencing more allergies and cold symptoms?
All right, stop, George DeJohn. Tell me the frickin' answer.
Red meat.
I am listening to the station. I am a P1.
What are you talking about?
I want the answer.
I put enslaved over a hot ENCO to give you the audio of it.
Audio? Now I'm going to waste 50 more seconds. Tell me the answer. We would have bring the break 2 minutes ago.
All right, play the audio.
I don't want audio.
How did Halloween go?
I just want to tell me the answer, Gribble! You freaking moron! Why are you doing this? We got a guest standing by.
I'll tell you.
Why are
Daisy
you doing
Duke,
this to me?
Daisy Duke and Boss Hogg and the Garens were McDonald's.
Why is he
employees.
Doing this? He's just trying to
because
instigate me.
Yes, because you're so easy to instigate because you're
no,
not
I'm
eating
not
meat.
Easy to instigate.
You've been on edge all week.
Shut up!
You really have.
You're the worst producer ever.
And his lack of a proper diet has led to bad shirt-off moments with Michael Irvin, Speedo Dan, and a stint with the Mavs Maniacs. But where would Dallas Radio be without Dan McDowell, I ask you?
We can't tell you all the fun secrets.
The two former loves in his life, pot and porn, have been replaced now. Dan lives in Grapevine with his wife and their two beautiful daughters, Ava.
Go, go, gee, gee, boo, boo, pee, pee.
And Eden.
What was on the waffle?
So now he has two loves in his life, his daughters, and of course, porn. Thanks for tuning in to another exciting episode of Behind the Microphone, the Dan McDowell Story.